Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, September 28, 2020. State Board of Education votes to proceed with partial takeover of Davenport Community School District operations. The State Board of Education met on September 25, 2020 to review and consider the Davenport Community School District's corrective action plan and August progress update submitted by the district, the Department of Education DE's response to the district submission, and the district's current financial information. History. Davenport Community School District was placed on conditional accreditation in May 2019. At the August 2020 State Board of Education meeting, the district provided an update on the continued progress toward meeting all conditions of its accreditation. The district submitted and the board approved a corrective action plan, which included the caveat that if the district failed to meet any single objective in the action plan, the board would appoint an expert to complete the action for the district at the district's expense. Public comment. The board received public comment from multiple representatives of the community, parents, and district superintendent Robert Kolbilski. Information provided. The DE presented to the board information on the background of the situation, the current status, including district financial information, the authority of the board regarding K through 12 accreditation, a review of the August board meeting action, and the DE recommendation to the board, including clarification points as follows. The board should appoint a superintendent and a chief financial officer, CFO, to take over temporary oversight and operation responsibility of the district and completion of the corrective action plan for the district at the district's expense. The acting superintendent and CFO will be chosen by the DE and approved by the board. The acting superintendent and CFO will report to the board, not the local school board, and be supervised on a day-to-day basis by the DE. The acting superintendent and CFO will be compensated commensurate with current salaries. And this arrangement will be in place until the board deems it no longer necessary. Discussion and vote. The board discussed the information provided through public comment, the DE recommendation, alternatives to the recommendation, the impact on the district, and the impact on current district students. The board unanimously approved the DE recommendation. The next meeting of the State Board of Education is scheduled for Wednesday, November 18, 2020. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Vargason, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2249.